This is a great little space. And I've been using this for storage for years and years. But here's the, so I have access to a backyard and a front yard.
Margie Hicks has lived in her two-bedroom, one-bath rental house on Caliente Street for about 6 years. She says back then, it wasn't hard to find a place to rent.
Several years ago, it was during the housing recession, and there were a lot of rentals at the time. And the prices were quite a bit lower, even in this neighborhood. As I shopped around, there were little places up the street, then they were $750 and $800, and now those same places are going for $1,350.
Not only that, but those rentals are becoming fewer and far between in Midtown. For sale signs have been popping up in front of other bungalows and cottages on Caliente Street since the beginning of the year. It wasn't long before Hicks was informed by her landlord that her house was being put on the market too.
So I'm a little concerned about where I'm going to be in 6 months.
This is a story we hear a fair bit in Midtown right now.
That's Gary Radin, a developer with Marmot Properties.
A lot of the rental stock in Midtown is now being sold for single families.
They have about 200 rental units in their portfolio, mostly in Midtown, and have renovated many of those older single family homes to add to their stock. William Process is president of the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors. He says part of the reason for this trend is that homeowners who held on to these rentals during the recession are now able to let go.
Many of the people that were holding on to them because they were upside down are now able to sell them, and they're running. We're in a seller's market right now, which means the sellers are dictating the terms.
A healthier housing supply of about 6 to 7 months would help, too. But the Reno area has about 3 months, which means homeowners in more desirable neighborhoods, like Midtown, are able to sell quickly.
There's not enough inventory that buyers are going out and finding one home they like, maybe two if they're lucky, and sellers are getting multiple offers on homes.
Gary Radin says it's good to see a healthier market with more single-family homes being sold, but he'd also like to see more multifamily housing.
You know, hopefully there's going to be some higher density developments done here in Midtown soon. I think that there's a pretty good demand for it, and we are big proponents in adding more people to Midtown.
Hicks hopes this as well. She hasn't started looking for new places yet, but ideally would like to stay in this quiet southwest corner of Reno.
And it seems to me like the people that are saying, talking about Midtown are talking about the youth. We'll get the youth down here. Well, what about us, you know, older people that have maintained this neighborhood all these years? You know, there has to be a place for us too.
Hicks goes out to water her garden, noting that the front yard was nothing more than dirt and knee-high foxtails when she moved in. Over the years, she's planted a full garden and lawn.
I've got that tomato plant that I don't care that much about. And this one I'm going to put in a bigger pot, and if I have to move, I'll just take it with me.
She points to a bed of baby cabbage heads and says it only takes about 45 days for them to grow. A fast enough turnaround in case she has to go elsewhere. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.